Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, this is Adam Lundquist from the Houston Dynamo, and thank you for listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Give them a call. They're bilingual, 713-322-HURT. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they will take care of you 24-7. No matter what the accident is, car, boat, motorcycle, you might work in a refinery, you might drive an 18-wheeler, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Final segment, we go over to Barcelona, Spain. He's TV3's Jordi Sunyer. Jordi, thank you for coming on the show, as always, from Barcelona.
Such a pleasure, again, being on your show. Thank you, Glenn.
All right, let's start with the obvious. What has been the reaction of the fans and everybody in Barcelona after Messi's tearful press conference?
Well, it is one of frustration, as you can imagine, more because of the fact that Messi is leaving. It's normal. It's been the greatest player that Barcelona has seen. It's the fact that Barcelona hasn't been able to retain Lionel Messi, even if the player allowed his salary to be cut by 50%. That discovers, that unveils how hard is the financial situation right now in Barcelona. Joan Laporta, the president, announced on his press conference last Friday that debt for last season, 2021, was 487 million euros. That's huge. That's unbearable for any big football club in Europe. So Barcelona has to cut costs at any price, but it's not that easy because there are many players who have signed contracts who don't want to cut their salaries or don't want to cut them in the amount that the Barcelona board wants to. So it's not that easy. Anyway, Joan Laporta was confident to find a way to pay Lionel Messi that half salary he wanted to earn to stay at Barcelona. He trusted in La Liga first moment because there was this agreement with CVC, which is an international investment fund. But this agreement meant that Barcelona had to abandon the Super League project. And neither Barcelona nor Real Madrid nor Juventus want to abandon this project. In addition, Barcelona had to give part of their audiovisual rights, their digital audiovisual rights, to La Liga for the next 50 years, half a century. And Barcelona didn't want to, so they preferred to advance the leaving of Lionel Messi. They thought Messi could go by 2023, so it's 2 years earlier than expected, and try to work in the Barcelona of the future. But of course, these are devastating news, Messi leaving for all Barcelona supporters.
Jordi Sunyer, TV3, joining us here. We're talking about Lionel Messi. Okay, you did get into the sponsorship and other tertiary revenue streams. How much, you know, how affected will be the sponsorship dollars of Barcelona, a Barcelona-less without Lionel Messi?
Of course, because in these last 15 years, you know that if you have been able to sell the Barcelona brand all over the world, it's been thanks to Lionel Messi. Messi's Barcelona and Barcelona is Messi. It's been said by many people around here. Players, analysts, coaches, everyone knows that. Which is the main star of Football Club Barcelona from now on? Is it Griezmann? Is it Memphis Depay? It's impossible to find anyone who has the same appeal that Messi had. Yeah. So we'll see. President Laporta has said all fans have to keep calm because there are many areas in the club, for example, the feeder teams like youth teams and so on, that weren't sponsored, and that's a way to find new revenues, sponsoring feeder teams or youth teams. But of course, it's a huge loss for marketing and merchandising and selling the Barcelona brand around the world, losing Lionel Messi. I think that's obvious.
Jordi Sunyer, TV3. Now, what about La Liga overall now? Now missing Cristiano Ronaldo from Real Madrid, Lionel Messi from Barcelona. What about the overall La Liga image?
I'll tell you the same, and I'll ask you, let us reverse the roles in this interview. I'll ask you a question. Which are the main stars for La Liga right now, according to you?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I'm not sure it's Memphis Depay.
They're difficult to find great names. Let's see if Real Madrid finally brings Mbappe. Madrid media outlets say that there's an agreement in principle to bring Mbappe, that this agreement was due to be completed when Mbappe ran out of contract at Paris Saint-Germain. But if Paris Saint-Germain finally signed Lionel Messi and have to release some player because of financial fair play issues, it's a possibility that is gaining momentum here in Spain of Mbappe arriving at Real Madrid this summer. So maybe Kylian Mbappe could be the next star for La Liga. But it's obvious that La Liga president Javier Tebas is very nervous right now, because it's getting more difficult day by day to sell La Liga abroad. You know, in the last Euros, only 42 players playing in La Liga were present at the Euros. It was the fourth championship in Europe, giving players to the national teams in the Euro 2020. The Premier League brought more than 100 players to the Euros, Bundesliga like 90, Serie A like 60, 70. La Liga is losing. It's losing appeal. It's losing quality. They need a star. They need a star. And that's obvious too.
Jordi Sunyer from TV3 joining us, always does a great job. The perfect guy to bring on to talk about Lionel Messi's situation and La Liga. excuse me. Let me take you into PSG. You're 100% in the belief that this is going to happen, because all of a sudden we're seeing Manchester United coming in for an offer. Is this 100% a done deal to PSG in your mind?
At the time we are speaking, it's I think the clearest possibility, Messi going to Paris Saint-Germain, not only because of financial issues, because PSG, of course, is one of these clubs that we call here state clubs, you know, backed by states like Qatar or like the United Arab Emirates in the case of Manchester City and so on. But Messi, you know, has a lot of friends in the PSG dressing room. There was a photograph took in Ibiza in the Balearic Islands here in Spain, a very popular holiday resort, in which Lionel Messi appeared alongside Angel Di Maria, Marco Verratti, some Paris Saint-Germain players. There's Leandro Paredes also, who's a friend of Lionel Messi, played with Argentina in the Copa America also. And of course, Neymar. It's the possibility of reuniting Messi with Neymar. Of course, there are question marks. The French league, Ligue 1, is not as competitive as La Liga, maybe, even if La Liga is losing quality this last years. But if we analyze all possibilities, the style of play, the environment, let's remember also Mauricio Pochettino, another Argentinian, is the coach of Paris Saint-Germain. I think at the time speaking, is the clearest possibility Messi going to Paris Saint-Germain.
Seems a better fit than going to the Premier League, right? Probably an easier adjustment based on the level of football, the style of football, those types of things that we bring into play here. Not bagging on French Ligue 1, because it's tremendous players and teams there. We know that.
Of course.
But do you think it's the better fit for Messi?
In English, you know, there's this sentence, this idiom. English football fans say, in order to know if a player is able to play in the Premier League, he has to endure wet and cold Wednesday night at Stoke-on-Trent, at Stoke City ground. So would Messi be able to cope with the wet and cold and freezy night at the Britannia Stadium in Stoke-on-Trent? We don't know. Messi's, of course, not joking from now on. Messi's is capable of everything. But it's true that if we have to find a playing style that suits him, of course, Manchester City would suit his playing style, and Pep Guardiola would accommodate him tactically speaking perfectly. But Pep Guardiola has already said Manchester City cannot afford now to buy Lionel Messi. So if we think of all the possibilities in terms of play, in terms of style, of tactical questions, of course, I'd rather go for the French league rather than the Premier League.
He's Jordi Sunye, TV3 here. We're talking about Lionel Messi. We're talking about La Liga. Okay, so Sergio Aguero went to Barcelona, and a lot of the reason he went is because of his closeness with Lionel Messi. Now, Sergio's probably saying right now, hey, he was my friend first, and now he's leaving to go join his buddies Paredes, Neymar, Di Maria, and all the others that you mentioned at PSG. Where does this leave Sergio Aguero, who now all of a sudden has an injury that's supposedly going to keep him out for 3 months?
Well, at the time speaking here in Barcelona, I think there are many fellow journalists and many Barcelona fans that really think that Sergio Aguero is pulling their leg because, let's not think so many bad things. Okay, it is bad luck. Let's say it is bad luck. But you see, on Friday, only hours after Barcelona announced Messi's leaving, a television channel here in Barcelona announces that Sergio Aguero also wants to leave. If he has to play in Barcelona without Messi, he doesn't want to play here. And oh, surprise, last Sunday, Barcelona had to play the Joan Gamper Trophy. It's the friendly match in which Barcelona unveils their roster for the new season in front of the fans. In this case, only 3,000 of them in the tiny stadium Johan Cruyff in Barcelona, the stadium for the B team. Oh, surprise, Aguero is injured. He has a calf injury, and the doctors have advised Aguero to stay at home. This is a ridiculous situation because in other Joan Gamper trophies, in other introductions to the fans, players have appeared in their crutches or injured or whatever. So there was really no problem to Sergio Aguero to appear there, even not dressed with a Barcelona kit. Of course, this is a complex situation. We can say it is bad luck, but it's very difficult not to think that Aguero's absence is connected with Messi leaving to Paris Saint-Germain. It's very difficult not to think that. But okay, there's a medical report that states that 10 weeks away from the pitch. So we have to believe the doctors, don't we?
So that is part one with Jordi Sunye of TV3 in Barcelona. And that was brought to you by FM Kitchen and Bar. It's traditional American cuisine. There are two locations, 907 Westheimer Road, right near Montrose and Westheimer. And it's right next to Velvet Taco. And you can also go to the location that I hit a lot. I absolutely love the mix of craft cocktails and great burgers and chicken sandwiches, salads. I go to the FM Kitchen and Bar, which is north of Washington Avenue on Shepherd. Great spot, lots of monitors, place to watch sports, and fantastic outdoor kind of beer garden patio area to hang out. You bring your dog, you bring your entire family. It's FM Kitchen and Bar. Stay with us. Part two of Jordi Sunye coming up.
When the whistle goes,
real fun.
When the whistle goes,
sports. ESPN 97.5.
Hello, people. This is Alexi Lawless, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Big shout out to Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway, Marquee Entertainment Center, 18 TVs, big screens, Houston Liverpool Supporters Club. They will be there in force this weekend as the Premier League will be back. Also, quick shout out here to Advantage BMW Midtown. I've driven a BMW, leased, bought from Advantage BMW numerous times. Love the drive of the vehicle. The other thing I love at Advantage BMW in Midtown is customer service. They'll take you through sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get yourself in a 3.5, a 7 Series, get in an SUV. It's Advantage BMW Midtown. Here's part two now with Jordi Sunyer of TV3 in Barcelona. Jordi Sunyer, TV3. Well, that's what they say. You got to believe the doctors. I'm not sure these
days.
What is the hope now for Barcelona? Who emerges? Without the centerpiece, without the greatest, who emerges now? And what would be the hope for the Barcelona fan now? Is it about opportunity now for others and emerging new stars?
If you want to be optimistic, you can remember that the last time that Barcelona scored 5 goals past Real Madrid, it was without Lionel Messi. I think it was 2018 with Valverde as coach, 5-1 at the Camp Nou. Even Coutinho scored that day. It was weeks after Messi broke his arm in a match against Sevilla, also at the Camp Nou. But I think fans rely on the youngsters from now on. There has been a surprise during these preseason games. Barca signed a young Austrian attacking midfielder, Yusuf Demir. And he has created great impact, really, because he has great stamina, no fear of anything, good skills. He was a player bound for the B team, but he has shown great qualities in these preseason games, and it could be one of the surprises of this season if he retains his place in the first team. Of course, this will be the second season of Pedri. Pedri is, I think, one of the greatest prospects in the Spanish and the European game. Let's see what happens with Riqui Puig, because he has got his opportunities. Yesterday or last Sunday, he scored for Barcelona in this friendly match against Juventus, but he's not that solid. We'll have to see. But okay, Serginho Dest, for example, let's see if his second season at Barcelona is the season in which he improves his performance. I think many fans rely on the young players, and also in Memphis Depay. Not that much in Antoine Griezmann, not that much in Martin Braithwaite, but Depay has played good matches this preseason. He scored against Stuttgart. He played well also against Red Bull Salzburg, even if Barcelona weren't able to win this match. There are several players that can give hopes to the fans, but overall, I think fans admit that because of the lack of quality in La Liga, Barcelona can challenge La Liga title, because last season, as you can remember, it was very tight from the beginning to the end. And next year, I think it will be also a very tight competition. But in the Champions League, in Europe, I think we won't be able to see Barcelona challenging for not even the Champions League title. I would say Champions League semifinals until 2023. Don't count on that.
Jordi Sunyer, TV3. Last thing before I let you go, Jordi. You have covered Lionel Messi for so many years, Barcelona. You're fully entrenched as a journalist, as a commentator. What has it meant personally to you now to see this curtain drop on Messi, him leaving? Just take us into that, because I would have to think, you've had some incredible moments covering what is an incredible athlete, an opportunity that not everybody gets. I would have to think it's kind of emotional for you.
Let me be a little bit philosophical. There are different ways of mourning someone when someone dies in Latin cultures like ours, here in Catalonia or in Spain, and in your culture or in Saxon cultures, let's say. It's the question of celebrating one's life versus mourning that he won't be among us anymore. I prefer to celebrate what Messi has given everybody. Of course, first of all, we are journalists. So that means we have to have distance with the player. I say that because if you look at Instagram and you look at the posts from many journalists here in Barcelona, many of them share pictures of themselves with Lionel Messi, or moments or interviews, or even frames of press conference where they can be seen alongside Lionel Messi. I don't like that. I think we are journalists overall.
I agree with you, because that seems a bit self-serving for the journalist.
I think so. And of course, Lionel Messi will be the biggest player that our eyes will see forevermore. That's true. He has been the biggest, and he will be. But life goes on, and I think first of all we have to care for our job, doing our job the best we can, and try to bring all the fans and all the socios of FC Barcelona the best possible information, because these days also us journalists, we have many things to ask ourselves. Why, if Barcelona board was losing in a year for the club around 500 million euros, why didn't anyone report about that? That is a serious question to put to all ourselves, to all.
Doesn't that make all the journalists and the media look bad? Like they haven't been doing their jobs? I mean, after all, media was created to be the gatekeepers and keep people in line and hold the standard in a bar.
Glenn, we're running out of time, but I'll try to be succinct with that. There's a moment around, I would say, the change of century, rather 2000, 2001, more or less, when big clubs like Barcelona see, okay, every day there are more media outlets, more newspapers, digital newspapers, radio stations, TV channels, digital newspapers, websites, whatever. And everyone wants to talk about FC Barcelona in order to attract audience, sponsors, revenues, whatever. So what does it mean? It means that Barcelona doesn't need the media anymore. The media from that moment on need Barcelona. And that means that Barcelona and other big clubs from then on choose what are their media friends and which are their enemies. Of course, you have, for example, there are two newspapers in Barcelona devoted entirely to Football Club Barcelona. That means filling like 14, 15, 16 pages of FC Barcelona information every single day.
Unbelievable.
You have to feel that. So Barcelona knows that. And there's a kind of, I don't know if it's the right word, sorry for my English, but there's a kind of blackmail. If you're friends with us, okay, you'll have interviews with players, you'll have information, you'll have leaks or information that looks like a leak and something exclusive, but things that the club wants to be known, leaks that that are interesting things for the club to be known. So at the end, you play in favor of the club, and that's the way it is. And if you try to inform in an independent way, and if you uncover things that the board of FC Barcelona does alike, you're going to have problems, and we have experienced that. TV3 is a public TV channel. It's not a private company, it's a public one, and it has to be independent. And we have, I can assure you, we have paid for that in the last years, because we've given some news that have been uncomfortable for the FC Barcelona board, and access to some informations or interviews with the players have been cut. And that's the way it is. It's sad, but that's the way it is.
Very sad. Jordi, as always, thank you for your time.
Thanks to you, Glenn. Pleasure.
What a way to finish tonight, going to Barcelona, Spain, with Jordi Sunyer of TV3.
All right, that does it tonight for Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Big shout out to our presenting sponsor, John and his firm, Personal Injury Attorneys. All you got to do is call 713-322-HURT, or you go to DaspitLaw.com. Also, to our other great sponsors, Advantage BMW Midtown, FM Kitchen and Bar, Hugh O'Connor's Pub, Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture, and Cactus Music. A reminder again, podcasts at ESPN975.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, or Soccer Matters GD. Same thing at Instagram. And you can go to Facebook, Soccer Matters. That does it tonight. For Tyler Scott, our producer, I'm Glenn Davis. Remember, soccer matters.
We'll be right back after this break.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.